There is indeed a word from the Lord on today, and it's an exciting word. It's an action word, if you would. And as we reflect upon this season, as we call Lenten season, it's reflections about Christ preparing to go to the cross. And once he went to the cross and laid down his life for us, and after 3 days, God raised him from the dead with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. And he did that for me, and he did that for you. As we reflect, praise God, on him, we need to go and tell somebody about Jesus. Hence, that has brought us to the message of the hour. Go and tell somebody about Jesus. The word of God is coming from St. John, 4th chapter. And I would recommend that you read from verses 4 through 42 in your own time. But I would like to share with you, I will read verse 28 and 29 in your hearing, which will set the basis of this word. But again, I recommend that you go back later and read the whole story, for it is a fascinating one, and then you would understand more in depth what the word of God is saying. Beginning with verse 28 of that 4th chapter of St. John, it says, "Then the woman left her water pot beside the well and went back to the village and told everyone, 'Come and meet a man who told me everything I ever did.' Could this be the Messiah?" Hallelujah. "Then the woman left her water pot beside the well, and she went back to the village and told everyone." My sisters and brothers, those of us that already have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and know how good God is, just how wonderful he is, we need to go and tell somebody about Jesus. It's not just left up to the evangelists, the teachers, the prophets, the preachers, the apostles, the prophets. It's left up to each and everyone that is experiencing the true and living relationship with a true and living God. And we are experiencing that joy and peace that comes from knowing him. And we need to go and share that with others. I'm going to share this story briefly with you. Jesus met a woman at a well one day. Now, we don't know her name. The Bible only refers to her as the Samaritan woman. First, she heard the word. Second, she believed the word. Third, she got excited about the word. And four, she went and spread the word, which we all know is that great mandate, the great commission Jesus Christ left for us to do in St. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. Amen? The Jews and the Samaritans at this particular time had cultural differences as well as religious differences. Therefore, they did not get along. Some of the Jews thought they were better than the Samaritans, just like we today have divisions among the different ethnic backgrounds. This group says they're right, and another group says they're better. But what does God say? I hear the word of God saying God has no respecter of persons, only those that will believe and receive him through faith in his son, Jesus Christ. Amen? Anyway, after traveling for several hours from Judea, headed for Galilee, Jesus goes through Samaria. He gets thirsty for a drink of water. I hope you're praying with me out there. he rested by Jacob's well. Shortly thereafter, a woman comes to the well, a Samaritan woman. She also thirsts. But before she has a chance to drink, Jesus asks her for a drink of water. She was puzzled by this request, praise God, because first of all, he was a Jew and he was talking to her. Second of all, she almost became indignant and wanted to know why he, a Jew, was asking her, a Samaritan, for a drink of water. She said to him, in essence, we're not even supposed to be fellowshipping together. How many of us are there today? We worship differently and at different places. Now, how many of you know that this is a spirit of division that Satan uses to separate God's people? Hallelujah. Then Jesus went on to minister to her. He told her he could give her living water and she would never thirst again. He told her God is a spirit and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus spoke this great truth to that Samaritan woman. He told her things about herself, how she had had five husbands and the man that she was living with now was not her husband. God told her, Jesus told her about her loose living and her secret sins. Hello, anybody got any secret sins you think nobody knows about? I got a rhema word for you. God knows. She was amazed, yet she was convicted. Not only was she convicted, in the end, after the conversation, she was convinced that he was indeed the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get hung up on the place of worship, the kind of worship, the order of service, and it can divide us like the Samaritans and the Jews. But Christ came to show the inner meaning of worship. His profound teaching and witnessing had quickened, enlightened, and illuminated the spirit of this worldly woman. Hallelujah. She became alive in Christ, spiritually renewed, and was compelled to run and tell somebody about Jesus. Hallelujah. What about you? Someone she witnesses had told her everything about herself. Because she had allowed Jesus to minister to her and save her soul, she got excited and wanted to tell others to know him too. Because she lifted him up, the Bible says many others were saved. Read that fourth chapter, on up to verse 42, because of her witness and the words of her testimony. As I proclaim this radio broadcast on today, I am persuaded to believe once you meet Jesus, you will never be the same. And it's just like fire shut up in your bones and you just have to tell somebody about Jesus. He says if we lift him up, he'll draw all men unto himself. We must get excited and tell someone about Jesus. What about you? Are you excited about what God has done for you and how he has worked in your life? Are you excited enough to go and tell somebody about Jesus? That unsaved loved one, unsaved co-worker, that unsaved man or woman at the beauty shop, barbershop, laundromat, a car wash? Can you be a witness for Jesus? Hallelujah. You might say, yes, Sister Evangelist, I'd like to be a witness. And I know Jesus says in Matthew 18:19, to go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But what do I say? Well, I'm glad you asked, praise God. You can start by sharing what God has done for you. Share your testimony. Then you ought to tell them, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in Jesus would not perish, but they will have everlasting life. Tell them, Isaiah 53:5, say he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And you can tell them Jesus said in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Tell them he is God made flesh, came down and walked among us. He was full of grace and truth. You can tell them that the thief, that old devil, Satan, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly. Then you can tell them he's gone to prepare a place for those of us that believe in him and trust in him. Tell them Christ died for our sins and rose again that we can have eternal life. Tell them Jesus is wonderful. He's a counselor. He's a mighty God, an everlasting Father. He is a Prince of Peace. And you can tell them he is the Rose of Sharon. He is a rock in a weary land. He is a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Tell them he is a great deliverer. He opens blind eyes and he opens prison's doors. Tell them he is the bread of life, and he can give you water and you will never thirst again. Tell them he's a holy God. He's faithful and true. Tell them about the power that's in the blood of Jesus, how they mocked him and crucified him, and he never said a mumbling word. He did this for me, and he did this for you. But thank God that the grave couldn't hold him. He got up with all power, all power, all power in heaven and earth in his hand. But above all else, my brothers and sisters, tell them he's coming back again. He's coming back for a church, and he's looking for a church without a spot or wrinkle. Tell them Jesus said to watch and pray until he comes. Tell them Jesus wants to save their souls. Tell them they can run, but they can't hide, just as Jonah. Tell them Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Tell them Jesus knows all about them. Tell them he knows about their sins, and he will forgive their sins, just as the Samaritan woman. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. In summation, I'd like to say, maybe you've been guilty of keeping your mouth closed and not sharing the good news with others. Maybe you know someone in darkness. Today would be a good day, praise his holy name, to make a commitment to be a witness for the Lord. You just need to go. You just need to run and tell someone about Jesus. May God bless you. May he pierce your heart with this word in the name of Jesus. God bless you. I love you. Jesus loves you. Amen.